Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and detailed topics in your AQA GCSE Religious Studies course, Jewish Practices. Whether you've just started revising or you're doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. The key concepts, the Hebrew vocabulary examiners love to see, the common mistakes to avoid, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test yourself. Jewish Practices covers how Jewish people live out their faith in daily life and community, from the synagogue to the home, from weekly Shabbat observance to the great annual festivals like Pesach and Yom Kippur. This topic is worth a significant chunk of your marks, and the good news is that once you understand the logic behind the practices, the why as well as the what, it all starts to make beautiful sense. So let's get into it. Let's start with the synagogue, because it is the beating heart of Jewish community life. The word synagogue comes from the Greek for assembly, and that's exactly what it is, a place of gathering, prayer, study, and community. In Hebrew, it's sometimes called the Beit Knesset, meaning house of assembly. Now, here's something examiners absolutely love to see, specific Hebrew terminology. So let's go through the key features of the synagogue. First, the Aron Kodesh, the Holy Ark. This is the cabinet or alcove at the front of the synagogue that houses the Torah scrolls. It is always positioned on the wall facing Jerusalem because Jews face Jerusalem when they pray. Above the Aron Kodesh hangs the Ir Tamid, the eternal light, a lamp that burns continuously, symbolizing God's eternal presence and the menorah that burned in the ancient temple. Then there is the Bima, the raised reading platform from which the Torah is read aloud. In Orthodox synagogues, the Bima is traditionally placed in the center of the room. In Reform synagogues, it is usually moved to the front near the Ark. And this brings us to one of the most important distinctions you must make in your exam, the difference between Orthodox and Reform Judaism. Examiners specifically credit candidates who can clearly distinguish between these two traditions. In an Orthodox synagogue, men and women sit separately, divided by a screen or partition called a mikitza. Services are conducted entirely in Hebrew, and only men can lead prayers. A munyan, a quorum of 10 adult Jewish men, is required for public worship. In a Reform synagogue, men and women sit together. Services include English alongside Hebrew, women can become rabbis and lead services, and the minyan can include women. These differences reflect deeper theological positions about how the Torah and Jewish law, the halakha, should be interpreted and applied in the modern world. Now let's talk about daily and weekly worship. Jewish prayer is structured around three daily prayer services: Shacharit in the morning, Mincha in the afternoon, and Mariv in the evening. These times echo the sacrifices offered in the ancient temple in Jerusalem. During morning prayers, observant Jewish men wear tefillin, small leather boxes containing Torah passages, bound to the arm and forehead, and a tallit, a prayer shawl with fringes called tzitzit. These physical acts are direct responses to commandments in the Torah. The most important weekly observance is Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath. Shabbat begins at sunset on Friday and ends when three stars appear in the sky on Saturday night. It commemorates God's rest on the seventh day of creation, as described in Genesis, and is one of the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. In the home, Shabbat begins with the lighting of two candles by the woman of the household, followed by the Kiddush, the blessing over wine, and the blessing over two loaves of challah bread called hematzi. Orthodox Jews observe 39 categories of forbidden work on Shabbat, including driving, cooking, and using electricity. Reform Jews tend to take a more flexible approach, focusing on the spiritual intention of rest and family togetherness. Now let's move to the great festivals. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year celebrated in autumn. It is a time of reflection and repentance. The shofar, a ram's horn, is blown in the synagogue to call people to self-examination. It is followed 10 days later by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. On Yom Kippur, Jews fast for 25 hours, spend much of the day in synagogue, and seek forgiveness from God and from other people. The two together are called the High Holy Days or Yamim Noraim, the Days of Awe. A critical exam point, do not confuse Rosh Hashanah with Yom Kippur. They are related but distinct. Rosh Hashanah is the New Year, a time of joy mixed with solemnity. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, the most solemn day of the year. Pesach, or Passover, commemorates the exodus from Egypt, the liberation of the Israelites from slavery under Pharaoh. It lasts 8 days and includes the Seder meal, a ritual feast at which the Haggadah is read, a text that retells the Exodus story. The Seder plate contains symbolic foods. Bitter herbs called maror represent the bitterness of slavery. Sharaset, a sweet paste, represents the mortar the slaves used. A lamb shank bone represents the Passover sacrifice. And matzah, unleavened bread, is eaten throughout the festival because the Israelites had no time to let their bread rise when they fled Egypt. Pesach is a powerful expression of the covenant relationship between God and the Jewish people. Now, life cycle events. These are the rituals that mark the key moments of a Jewish person's life and connect them to the covenant. Brit Milah is the circumcision of a Jewish boy on the eighth day of his life. It is the physical sign of the covenant of Abraham, God's promise to Abraham and his descendants as recorded in Genesis 17. This is a critical link. Brit Milah is not just a cultural tradition, it is a theological statement about belonging to God's chosen people. Bar Mitzvah marks a Jewish boy's religious coming of age at 13. He reads from the Torah in the synagogue for the first time, demonstrating his readiness to take on the responsibility of the mitzvah, the commandments. Bat mitzvah is the equivalent for girls, at 12 in Orthodox communities, at 13 in Reform communities. In Orthodox Judaism, the bat mitzvah ceremony is often more modest, sometimes held at home or without a Torah reading. In Reform Judaism, the bat mitzvah is celebrated with equal prominence to the bar mitzvah. Jewish marriage takes place under a shupa, a wedding canopy, symbolizing the new home the couple will build together. The ceremony includes the signing of a ketubah, a marriage contract that outlines the husband's obligations to his wife. The groom places a ring on the bride's finger and recites a declaration in Hebrew. The ceremony concludes with the breaking of a glass, which is a reminder of the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, even in moments of great joy. Finally, mourning practices. When a Jewish person dies, the body is washed and prepared for burial as quickly as possible, usually within 24 hours, out of respect for the deceased. The first 7 days of mourning are called Shiva, from the Hebrew word for seven. During Shiva, the bereaved family stays at home and the community comes to offer comfort and ensure a minyan for prayer. This is followed by Shloshim, 30 days of reduced mourning, and then for those mourning a parent, 11 months of reciting the Kaddish prayer. Kaddish is a prayer of praise to God recited in memory of the deceased. Right, let's talk exam strategy. First, the golden rule. Always use Hebrew terminology and always define it immediately. So don't just write the Ark. Write the Aron Kodesh, the holy Ark which houses the Torah scrolls. That combination of term plus definition plus function is what earns you the top marks. Second, never generalize. Do not write Jews believe or all Jews do this. Always specify Orthodox Jews or Reform Jews. The AQA mark scheme specifically rewards candidates who acknowledge diversity of practice. Third, in 5-mark questions, you must include a source of wisdom and authority, a quote or reference from a sacred text. For Jewish practices, your go-to sources are Genesis 17 for the covenant and Brit Milah, Exodus 20 for the Ten Commandments and Shabbat, Leviticus 11 for the Kashrut food laws, and Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, for the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, which is the central declaration of Jewish faith. Fourth, for 12-mark evaluation questions, you must offer a counterargument even if you personally agree with the statement. The examiner is looking for balance and a justified conclusion that weighs the arguments, not just a list of points. Allocate a full 15 minutes to these questions. And the most common mistake? Confusing Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Remember, Rosh Hashanah is the new year. Shofar, apples, and honey, new beginnings. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, fasting, confession, the most solemn day. They are 10 days apart and connected, but they are not the same thing. Time for your quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause the podcast, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the Hebrew name for the Holy Ark in a synagogue? The Aron Kodesh. Question 2. On which day of a boy's life does Brit Milah take place? The eighth day. Question 3. What is the name of the partition separating men and women in an Orthodox synagogue? The Mechiza. Question 4. What does Yom Kippur mean in English? Day of Atonement. Question 5. What is the Ketubah? The Jewish marriage contract. Question 6. What is Shiva? The 7-day mourning period following a death. Question 7. Which Torah passage is the source for the covenant of Abraham and Brit Milah? Genesis 17. Brilliant work getting through all of that. Let's do a lightning summary. Jewish practices are rooted in the covenant, the special relationship between God and the Jewish people. The synagogue is the center of community life, with key features including the Aron Kodesh, Inner Tamid, and Bema. Orthodox and Reform Judaism differ significantly in practice, particularly around gender roles, language, and interpretation of halakha. Shabbat is the weekly holy day, observed from Friday sunset to Saturday night. The major festivals, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Pesach, each express core theological themes of repentance, atonement, and liberation. Life cycle events from Brit Milah to Shiva connect individuals to the covenant at every stage of life. In your exam, use Hebrew terms with definitions. Distinguish between Orthodox and Reform, include sources of wisdom and authority, and always reach a justified conclusion in your 12-mark answers. You've got this. Good luck and keep revising.